right, everyone. Welcome to a brand new TLC Talk. Every single Wednesday on the Sarah Fraser Show, we talk the latest TLC gossip, and we have a ton. We have a 90-day bump. Former 90-dayer and TLC star doing a mukbang with her man, promoting her cameos. Oh, we've got a former I Am Shauna Ray cast member now is going to be in a dating reality TV show. And of course, we have a lot of Sister Wives updates to get to, including the family members of the Sister Wives Brown family not being so thrilled that the National Guard in Nevada released family photographs of Janelle and the entire family sitting and celebrating the life of Garrison at his funeral. And I have a lot to say about this because, yeah, I kind of agree with this family. I really agree with this. However, there's a catch. So I'm going to get to the Sister Wives dirt, but we have a lot of other 90-day stuff, such as, is Usman, a.k.a. Soulja Boy, really a dad? He put up a picture on his Instagram. If you're thinking to yourself, Soulja Boy, why have I not heard this name for a hot second? Well, Soulja Boy was famously with Kimbali and baby Lisa, baby girl. And he is, you know, he was on the 90 days, all this stuff. Well, Usman is now single, as far as we know. And he put up a picture with his daughter. Well, we don't know if it's his daughter or not. Nothing is confirmed. But he essentially said, oh, you know, I'm wishing my baby girl all this love and may God bless you. I was going to reach out to Kiara and see if Kiara knows if in fact it's really his child. Let me hit Kiara with a voice message. Hey, Kiara, you're live on my podcast, sort of. I'm sending you a voice message. Okay, can you clear up for all the Sarah Fraser Show fans? Does Usman have a daughter? This recent post, is it Usman's daughter or was he just trolling us? Let us know. She's amazing. She's been on the show. She was his third girlfriend. And they were talking to TLC to continue on 90 days. But she says he just has such a wandering eye. He's all about himself, his career. He's such a wandering eye. She couldn't trust him. He was seeing other chicks. And so she was out. All right, so we'll find out if, in fact, it's his kid. Other 90 Day news, we are 3 episodes in to 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, and there is no Michael and Angela. Michael. They're not going to be on. They have been edited out. There is a lot of shenanigans going on behind the scenes with Michael and Angela. Michael remains here in the United States. Michael has another girlfriend in Georgia. Michael plotted and planned for several months, according to my sources, to get away from Angela, but to still be able to stay here in the United States and allege abuse. Problem is, he seems like he has a fairly good defense if you watch the show. So, I mean, I don't know who is going to go, oh yeah, Michael, wasn't abused at all. I mean, their relationship, what we caught for cameras, was toxic. Now, I do have a lot of people that slide into my DMs that say that Michael has been cheating on her for a long time. Angela truly loved him, you know. Reality TV, I know this. I mean, I've been on reality shows. I've interviewed a ton of reality people. They get you at your worst moments. If you think about your own life, all of our lives are quite boring, except for maybe that 10-minute a day confrontation or issue or meltdown that we have. So they're going to air that. But Michael and Angela are toast. They have been removed from Happily Ever After, I believe. Now we do, I always say, I don't think you can really say for sure until episode 4. So we have 1 more week to go. But if they do not appear in episode 4, which I don't believe they will, I think they are off the show. I think in general, there's just so much controversy around this season of Happily Ever After. We know Liz and Big Ed are no longer together. I mean, she's out here on her Instagram living her best life. I mean, I'm not going to say, I've had people on my show comment on Liz. Like, Liz has moved on from Ed. Ed is in Arkansas, single as a Pringle. You know, they are toast. So you have that. You have Nicole and Mahmoud. You know, we're still waiting. He's got a court date coming up at any moment. He was arrested for domestic violence against her. So they've kept them on the show, but they're out of all the promos. Then you had the whole Angela going live saying that Michael was missing. He calls police, says, I'm not missing. I just don't want her to know where I am. They have a lot of issues around this show. So I do think Michael and Angela are gone, and we will not be seeing them for a while back on 90 Day Sets. Now, last week, I did an emergency episode revealing that Last Resort Season 2 is filming at a resort in Arizona, and many of you guys have sent me sightings, have sent me Reddit threads saying, okay, this is who's reportedly been there, this is who's on the scene. So we do know more of the filming from just, you know, real life, from people that live in Arizona, live around the resort and are giving details. So Jenny Coley, Jenny Collington on Instagram writes, I think it's definitely happening, a season two for Last Resort. The cast is going to be Gino and Jasmine, Stacy Silva and her man, Florian, Natalie and Josh, who you just saw, Rob and Sophie, and another couple that I can't remember right now. Actually, I know the camera guy, and he told me that Jasmine is the only person who is kind to all the production and says thank you. He said Natalie and Josh are terribly rude. So we do know that they're filming. I have actually heard that both Darcy and Georgie and Stacy and Florian are all on it. So I'm thinking that Jenny can't recall that Darcy and Stacy are doing it. But there you have it. You're getting a Last Resort. And Rob and Sophie, tons of rumors about them all week long. Are they together? Are they not? Are they waiting to file for divorce until after Last Resort? Could be. But they certainly haven't filed for divorce. And in fact, on Easter, they posted pictures, different angles, but same lawn furniture. And you all, with your eagle eyes, go, well, they're together on Easter, which was just a few days ago. So, yes, they all together. They are not separating. Now, Stacy and Florian did a mukbang video on her IG story this week that has fans disgusted and grossed out. They ate like 24 wings from Wingstop and promoted people to get their cameos. I'm going to be honest with you. Darcy, Stacy, Florian, and Georgie are my favorite. They are the coolest. I feel like they understand my job. Darcy and Stacy have been on my show 3 times. So funny. They're self-deprecating. They're okay with people making fun of them. They completely get the game, and I appreciate that so much. So fans trolled the hell out of them. They had to turn the comments off. They're also, if you still want tickets, they're also doing an event coming up. I mean, I have to ask them the next time they come on the show. They now look like they're using AI generation. Look at this. Look.
Want to miss this? Save the date. April 12th at the W Hotel, the hottest spot in South Beach, Miami, baby. Come join us on April 12th.
They don't look real.
Meet celebs, network with influencers, and join us at the New You Beauty Bar reception on April 13 at the One Hotel in South Beach.
Okay, they do not look, they do not look real on their social media anymore. They look completely AI filtered, don't they? I mean, I have to ask them. And if you're in Miami, can you go to this VIP pre-party? I know what you're thinking. You're like, Sarah, I'm not paying for this ticket, bitch. DM me. I'll get you a ticket. Go and do recon for us. What celebrities are going to be there, and like, do they look like this in real life? I know they don't. I know they're using AI filter, but I love it so much. Okay, couple of other, let's talk about shows, darling, that are returning to TLC. Now, look, on this show, we do a lot of speculating because I will say I get information and then I get a lot of no information from my really reliable TLC sources, which means they can't comment. So Like I've made predictions about shows that aren't coming back. Darcy and Stacey is canceled, but they're going to continue on the network now with Last Resort. Thousand Pound Best Friends, I think, is toast. I don't think we're getting that back. I did not think we were getting a season four because it's coming up on over a year since we have seen I Love a Mama's Boy season three. But I hear from a very reliable source that come this late summer, fall, I Love a Mama's Boy is coming back. In addition to that, if you guys can believe this, MILF freaking Manor is coming back. What? I was just making fun of the show. I was like, there's no way. Remember when they did this failed experiment? Oh, it's coming back. And I've heard from a source that this season is going to be even better. Okay? Even better. And yeah, the quote from my inside source is yes. And this season is much more intense. So welcome back. MILF Manor, the provocative dating series that became a pop culture sensation, is back on TLC, brimming with a whole new group of sexy, successful MILFs who are looking for their chance at love. This season promises one shocking twist and plenty of unexpected twists and turns throughout. In a stunning lakefront chalet, the MILFs participate in a series of activities to win dates with the love interest they have their eyes on. From relay races to mud wrestling, the singles compete for one-on-one time to further their romantic connections. They are shocking new arrivals, startling secrets, surprise exits, and countless emotional entanglements throughout the season. MILF Manor promises shock and intrigue, as well as plenty of fun and heartfelt moments. New twists, new turns in an all-new season, which premieres Sunday, April 28th at 10 p.m. Eastern on TLC. Are you ready? All these MILFs. Okay, I did not think that this show would ever get a second season. So what do I know? Lynette is going to be on. Kelly, Jamie, Crystal, Christina, Barbie. Barbie is super confident and secure in who she is. She doesn't take herself too seriously. Here's the catch, though. So on season one, when the MILFs, they all got to a resort in Mexico, and then the guys that they are with, they reveal the guys, and it's their sons. And the sons are there because they are open to hooking up with older women, and some of them make out with the other moms. It was so... Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. It was cringe. So I'm curious if the surprise is going to be the same thing and what's going to happen, or if they are going to try to do a different twist with MILF manner. What do we think? Do we think they're going to, what other possible twist could they do? Now it's what, their nephews? So like, okay, being with our sons was gross enough. Now the MILFs are here. And by the way, it's our nephews. So now, ladies, do you feel a little more comfortable having sex with a 22-year-old? Not really. No, I feel awkward. I feel awkward. So we'll see. April 28th, are you going to be watching? Are you going to be watching? Dan Swigart. Let's talk Dan Swigart. Does everyone know who Dan is? Dan Swigart is the former love interest, they were dating-ish, of I Am Shauna Rae. I Am Shauna Rae, the very famous TLC show. She's going to be back. We're getting a season 3. We're getting a season 4. Shauna Rae has pituitary dwarfism. So she had a childhood cancer. She received treatment. She's 25, heading to 26, like 20 years ago, 2 decades ago. Anyhow, it's a weird twist of events, but she was never given a hormone shot to essentially help her grow. I think because they felt like maybe it could make her sicker, maybe it could bring her cancer back. They were very nervous. So she never grew beyond like 3 foot something. And she looks super young. She's like a 25-year-old trapped in an 8-year-old's body. And they follow her around. She's having a cigarette. She's learning to drive. She props herself up to the bar. And of course, the bartender's like, ma'am, you can't be here. You're 8 years old. She's like, fuck you. I mean, she doesn't say that. She's very sweet. She's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm actually 25 and I've got pituitary dwarfism, all right? So now I'll have a tequila shot. And they're like, okay. And the show is, I hope to God this season, they go around, they ask everyone, so how old did you think she was? You know, did you think she was an adult? And it's like everyone, at 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, they're like, I didn't think she was beyond 12. So hopefully they give the girl respect. She's got her license. Hopefully she's living on her own and, you know, hitting her pipe and just like having a ball. We'll see. But Dan Swigart, her former boyfriend, who got a ton of slack and then gave his first exclusive interview here at TSFS, he got a ton of slack because he is just a normal man. And people were like, what do you want with her? This is, you have a fetish that you're just into women that look young. And the guy was like, we became friends. He's English. We became friends online. I flew to America. We went on a couple of dates to see what would happen. They wanted to film it. And I didn't think I'd be called like a pedophile because they're both of age. So now Dan is going to be on a reality love show in the UK. And I'm wondering if anyone has ever seen or heard of this. It's called Love Triangle. Season 4 is out. Love Triangle sees 6 singles, pickers, choose between just 2 hand-picked partners, suitors, based on a connection made by texting only. The single and their chosen match meet on a blind date before taking the extraordinary step of moving in together in the hope of fast-tracking their relationship. What the singles don't know is that the pursuit of a happy ever after comes with an explosive twist when the rejected match actually arrives looking for love. It starts this month on E4. Don't have any clue what E4 is. And in fact, it's not a season 4. I believe it's a brand new reality show on the network E4. I thought in the UK E4 might mean episode 4, season 4, English 4. Anyhow, E4 is apparently the network. So there you go. So congrats to our friend Dan Swigart. Dan, we love you. Dan's hot. He's a hot piece. He's from North Wales. He's an entrepreneur, venture capitalist. Okay. Get it, Dan. Let's see where you're at. Oh, Seeking Sister Wife. Oh my God, are you watching? God, I wish I'd started recapping the show, but you know, I'm in the throes of it. I recap a new Sister Wives episode every single Monday. So, and Vanderpump Rules every single Thursday. So I'm sort of like overwhelmed with the recap. But Seeking Sister Wife with Garrick. He has 10 dating apps, Garrick and Danielle. People can't stop talking about them. People want them off the show. They find him like grotesque, that he's, you know, has all these alternative agendas, that he's a hoochie mama, and Danielle's unhappy. He revealed on the most recent episode, he has 10 dating apps going. I swear to God, before I met my husband, I'm telling you, I couldn't find a winner anywhere. I mean, like any bar I went into, loser. I mean, they would attract me. they would use me. I mean, I can't find anyone. And this man has 10 dating apps and is searching them and getting hits all the time for people that women that want to be in a seeking sister wife arrangement. What? How are we living this life, y'all? How are we living this life? Are you loving Seeking Sister Wife? I am. It's a really good one. It's a really good season. Lastly, let's talk sister wives. So lots of things coming out. First of all, people are, it broke my heart this week. And I want to say this. I've been adamant about this on my show and I've received backlash mostly when season 18 was happening because people said to me, you're a new fan. You don't know. Anybody that puts their life on reality TV, I enjoy. I don't hate Cody and Robin. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't get that into it. I just don't. I understand the nickname Sobbin. I understand people call him Grody. I just don't dislike them that much. Because without them, where would the show be? You have to have some villains, some heroes, people you like, you dislike. And I think Cody is entertaining. But it was break your heart this week. Janelle reposted the images of the National Guard funeral that they had for Garrison, where they handed her the American flag for a soldier who has passed. Oh my God, it broke my heart. And she said, many of you have already seen these images. This was a beautiful moment for us, despite the fact I know that there are snarky comments out there. You know, this was really a great moment for our family. And I got to tell you, I'm with her. I was hoping they didn't read all these comments, but the amount of people who blame Cody for Garrison's death, and it's so, I mean, guys, we really don't know them. Unless you know them really well, how can we assume any of that? It's crazy to me. They're grieving. Every family makes mistakes. I had read, too, that Garrison and Cody were still estranged at the time of his passing. That's also very sad to me. I don't know how that's impacted Cody. I don't know. But, I mean, for people to be on her Instagram talking about what a POS Cody is, when his son has just passed, is like, damn, I'm with her. I just didn't think they were reading the comments. Mary has gone back to doing her Fridays and Friends. Christine Brown came out and said, I'm going to be back on social promoting my businesses because it's the only thing I know to keep moving forward. And so, you know, they are coming back online. People are giving Mary a hard time. They feel that she's defending Cody on her Fridays with Friends when she also is saying, you know, enough with the negativity. I'm not going to go into detail about the funerals, about the things that we have planned. And, you know, Cody was there. Cody's a good father. She didn't say, that's not the quote, but she is defending Cody. And a lot of people are, you know, outraged by that. Can't believe it. Can't believe she would defend him. And then the other thing that popped up is McKelty and Tony have returned to their Patreon. And they have said that they were shocked to see the National Guard release the very personal photos that we all have seen. They're up on my TikTok. They're everywhere of the entire family at the funeral. Here's what they have to say about it this week.
Curious, the pics of the National Guard, oh gosh. We're actually all pretty upset about that. Sorry, I will take that back. But did not give them the release to release that. However, this is something some of my siblings were trying to like help me basically calm down. If we were any other family and the National Guard did that to any other family, it would be totally cool. My family has a big guard up because we are public and we're not any other family because of how public we are. So it's also the National Guard and all of his military buddies were mourning Garrison. Oh gosh, okay. They were mourning Garrison as we were also mourning Garrison. So in a way, they did this because they're grieving a loss as well, and this is how they share their loss on social media. So it's like, we don't love it, but one of the reasons we don't love it is because we didn't approve it, and we're a public family. When we got a lot, we get a lot of scrutiny for stuff like that. So you and I are actually getting ripped apart in those comments. I saw some of them. We are getting obliterated. I'm like, people, we're grieving. Can you leave us alone?
For what?
How we decided to dress, or how we looked in the photos, and everybody thinks I'm pregnant. Or people are mad at you because you wore a hat.
Are that many people? That many photos came out?
Well, enough. No, it wasn't crazy. It was just like a pictures of the service and who attended, basically. Like the guy on the top, did you see him pacing back and forth with his big camera?
Oh, really?
I thought those were just photos that they were going to send the family directly.
Man, that's...
But they were photos that they posted all over their social media.
Yeah, I was told that it was going to be very casual to dress, which a lot of people did. Dress very casually.
There were actually other people wearing hats too, but just because Tony's public, he got chewed out for it.
Yeah, and I always took my hat off during every prayer and every moment of thoughtfulness.
Silence and stuff.
I just, we were traveling and I didn't have the time to do my hair, and so I wore my hat. But
it's also like,
that's such a
people who matter what you wear, who care about what you wear, are my siblings, and none of them cared. My siblings and my parents are the only ones that should matter. And they didn't. Oh. They were like, Tony, show up how you want to show up. Like, show up and wear what you can, you know? It's just like, no matter what, people find something where they can scrutinize instead of just, like, letting us mourn and letting us...
Yeah, that's annoying.
Oh, gosh.
And that bugs me. Because I don't even know what I dress like to the viewing. And I was, like, one of the most dressed up to the viewing.
Yeah,
when I paid my respects. Which is where I really...
Okay, well, they go on, and essentially, you know, they talk about how hard it is and how they did not expect the National Guard to release those pictures. But to McKelty's point, if, in fact, they'd been a non-public family and the National Guard had just put that out on their Facebook, which is where they did, nobody would have paid it any mind. You know, they would have said, oh my God, how tragic, we lost this soldier, you know. But of course, where they are public, everybody looked at every freaking detail. Who was there? Where Mary was sitting? I mean, it's a big price to pay if you're on television. It's a big price to pay. Are you willing to do it? And people sign up for it all the time and are willing to pay that price, and that's fine. But this family has just gotten so, it's sad to see them, the comments that people have made. However, on the other hand, I've seen it watching Mary's Friday and Friends and reading articles, but you guys have continued to donate thousands and thousands of dollars to animal shelters because Garrison had adopted three older cats, loves cats, and, was just a big proponent of loving animals, being kind to animals. So there's been several different Arizona Humane Societies that have benefited, and many of you guys have donated in his name. So there's the bright spot. But anyhow, we'll see what happens with Sister Wives as we get closer. You know, we're going to get a new season, August, September. But I'm sure the family will still be mourning, and Janelle over the Easter holiday said she was comforted by everybody's support. So I do feel like there's way more support for this family than criticism, but it is hard to see for them and very, very sad. All right, that wraps it up for today. You know, we got a full slate of shows. Yesterday, I told you we stopped our IVF journey. We are not continuing. So if you want to catch that episode, it's up. Also, on Friday, Brandon Graves, if you're watching Buying Beverly Hills, Brandon Graves, who is one of the real estate agents that works for Mauricio, is on the show. So what's the deal? Has he seen Kyle and Morgan make it out? I'm going to ask him. We'll get into all that. Full slate of shows. And then on Thursday, tomorrow, I do a recap of Vanderpump Rules with the one and the only David Yontiff. So bye, everybody.